This is Chris, and welcome to Popcorn Finance News, where I search the internet for the numbers that catch my eye and the personal finance news that I think you'll want to hear, and break them all down in about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. Today is March 21st, 2024, and let's jump into today's number. Today's number is 3.2%. This is the February inflation rate reported by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Because it's that time, yet again, every month new inflation numbers are released, looking back at the past 12 months to give us a snapshot of how prices have been changing. When this percentage is released, it is looking back at the previous month. So that's why on March 12th, we got the February numbers. That 3.2% covers the change from February 2023 to February 2024. So what are the things impacting inflation the most? Housing still continues to outweigh pretty much any other category, which makes sense to me. I mean, it makes sense in that like the numbers make sense, but it doesn't make sense to me that housing just keeps getting more expensive. But when you look at home prices, they're on the rise yet again. And we're comparing prices today to early 2023, which saw a dip in the housing market after 2 years of just pure chaos that we saw from 2020 through to 2022. Gas prices are also a big factor in this inflation number, because even though prices are down almost 4% from last year, they were up 3.8% from last month. Now, the one bright side to all of this is food, kind of. Groceries are up 1% compared to last year, but they were flat compared to last month. So we are seeing some slowing in that area. Now, the one exception to this is the cereal and bakery category, which was up 0.5% between January and February. But something tells me that that number will be coming down, be a little bit lower next month, especially after the comments that the Kellogg CEO made recently. Today's article comes from NPR. It's titled, Federal Reserve Holds Interest Rates Steady, Projects 3 Rate Cuts Later This Year. And it was written by Scott Horsley. The article opens up like this. The Federal Reserve held interest rates steady on Wednesday, but policymakers signaled that they expect to start cutting rates later this year. Updated forecasts from members of the Fed's rate setting committee show an average of 3/4-point rate cuts in 2024, similar to what policymakers were projecting in December. So last week we got inflation numbers. This week we got an update on interest rates from the Federal Reserve. The Fed handles a lot of things that impact our financial system and economy, but arguably, their biggest role is trying to keep inflation in check. That quote that I just read to you, it had a lot of terms in it. So let's take a little bit of time to go by it piece by piece. So the first part was the Federal Reserve held interest rates steady on Wednesday. The way they attempt to control inflation is through interest rates. They adjust something called the Fed fund rate. And it's not exactly the interest rate that we pay on loans or get from our banks and our savings accounts, but it indirectly impacts those rates. Because inflation actually rose a little bit in February, they decided to just hold things steady and wait and see how things shake out over the next couple of months. Now, we should hear from them again on May 1st. That's when their next press conference should be. Okay, next sentence. But policymakers signaled they expect to start cutting rates later this year. Now, throughout the year, the Fed does a little survey. Now, this is not what they call it. It's not technical in any way, but this is just how I'm going to refer to it. They do a little survey and they all say what they think should happen with interest rates over the next few years. The results of that survey show that almost all of them think that they'll be lowering interest rates later this year. Okay, now this last bit here, I'm going to break into two parts. Updated forecasts from members of the Fed's rate setting committee show an average of 3/4-point rate cuts in 2024. So the first part, the Fed's rate setting committee is officially called the Federal Open Market Committee. And this is who we're hearing from whenever they give these interest rate updates. There are 12 members of this committee. 7 are on the Board of Governors, which is led by their chairman, Jerome Powell, who does all of those press conferences. He's the guy you see on TV. All of these board members are nominated by the president, and then they're confirmed by the Senate, and they're each given a 14-year term. Next, we have the president of the New York Federal Reserve Bank. They are a permanent member of this committee. The New York Federal Reserve Bank is the largest of our 12 Federal Reserve banks, and New York is essentially the financial capital of the U.S. You know, this is where Wall Street is. Also, the New York Fed is where the Federal Reserve conducts all of their business through. So it's an important bank, and for that reason, they're given this guaranteed spot. And the remaining 4 spots are given to the presidents of the remaining 11 Federal Reserve banks on a rotating basis. Now, the second part of that quote refers to 3/4-point rate cuts, or 3 0.25% interest rate cuts in 2024. The Fed fund rate, it really is kind of like a target range instead of a specific rate. And it's been at a range of 5.25% to 5.5% since July of last year. So what they're saying is they're expecting to reduce this range down to 4.5 to 4.75, which will ultimately have the impact of bringing all interest rates lower. And just the fact that they're even talking about the possibility of lowering interest rates means that interest rates in the real world are already starting to come down. And this isn't the first meeting where they've mentioned this. They've kind of been hinting that they could be bringing interest rates down. And so banks are adjusting. I went over on to CD Valley, and interest rates there were definitely lower than where they were about a month ago when I was working with them on the podcast. And that's because banks don't want to commit to paying a higher interest rate than they have to. If they have this feeling interest rates are going to come down, you know, they don't really want to lock you into the highest possible rate for the next 1, 2, or 3 years going forward. To end this episode, I'll leave you with this quote from the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell. I don't think we really know if this is a bump on the road or something more. He's referring to inflation here. We'll have to find out. In the meantime, the economy is strong, the labor market is strong, inflation has come way down, and that gives us the ability to approach this question carefully. So that's it for Popcorn Finance News this week. If you have an article or a number that you want me to cover in a future episode, as always, you can email me questions@popcornfinance.com, or you can send me a message over on Instagram or TikTok. Just look for Popcorn Finance and you'll find me there. As always, I appreciate you joining me here for yet another bag of popcorn. Sign up for that newsletter if you haven't already. Don't forget about that giveaway. And I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, boy, keep it popping like Mary Poppins.